This is Kelly Blewett. Sister, Mother, Husband, Dog is a breezy and irresistible collection of essays from Delia Ephron. According to a family joke, Delia shared half a brain with her late, famous sister Nora, and there are undeniable similarities in their work. Like Nora's essay collections, the topics addressed in Delia's book are wonderfully wide-ranging and amusing. One essay memorably begins, "I don't care about the weather. I only care what the weather is going to do to my hair." If you are of an Ephron sensibility, you've watched You've Got Mail or When Harry Met Sally, read I Feel Bad About My Neck or Hanging Up, then this book will give you more of what you love best. More great one-liners like this. When the conversation turns to dogs, you know the party is 5 minutes from being over. More delightfully random tangents about famous New York Danishes, for example. More outrageous stories about growing up in Ephron in L.A. However, unlike Nora's essays, some of Delia's flatly refuse tidy resolution. For instance, consider Ephron's comment when writing about her mother. She says, "What I'm writing, my intention to get a grip on her, keeps spinning out of control. I keep trying to make this essay neat, bend it to my will, make it track, but I can't." These more complex topics, including Ephron's mother, Nora's death, and religion, balance lighter pieces about dog shows and technology issues. Sometimes after finishing one of the more complicated essays, I found myself marveling at Delia's ability to circuitously connect a series of unlikely dots and thereby form a memorable constellation. My review copy of this book arrived soaked from a rainstorm, and I dried it with a hairdryer and read the whole thing in 2 days. And that really shows how addictive these essays can be. The voice of Delia's father echoes through the collection, though he is not mentioned in the title by name. She tells us of their family dinners. "That's a great line," he'd yell to his daughters. "Write it down." And readers like me are so very happy the Ephron women obeyed the command, took a sidelong look around, and grabbed a pen. This review originally appeared in BookPage. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Kelly Blewett.